And first of all, I remind everyone by the saying of the great Imam from the righteous predecessors, Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, who said, look at this, innovation, bid'ah, or bid'ah, is more pleasing to Iblis, to Shaitan, than sin. Look at this. Innovation is more pleasing to Iblis than sin. Then he gave the explanation by saying, since a person makes repentance from sin, but does not repent from innovations. Why is he saying this? Because he regards the innovation as being something good for which he receives reward from Allah. Remember in the statement of those people, to Abdullah bin Mas'ud, we all intended good, isn't it? Subhanallah, you see the harmony between the Salaf, you see the harmony between the righteous predecessors, rahimahumullah, on the way of the companions. Great understanding, because he thinks that he is in good, for he will receive reward. Naam. And therefore it will be difficult for him to repent from. However, the one who commits a sin knows that it is wrong, you know, and inshallah will repent from it. Not, you know, inshallah will repent from it. Okay, this is one saying. So what is this saying? I will repeat it, inshallah. Innovation, this is the saying of Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah. Innovation is more pleasing to Iblis than sin. Since a person makes repentance from sin, but does not repent from innovations. طيب. Now we move, inshallah. Is that inshallah there? طيب. Alright, I'll go to back to that inshallah. Let's take another one inshallah. Alright, here is the saying of Imam Malik. Imam Malik rahimahullah said, clinging to the sunnah is to be saved, because he said, it is like the ark of Noah. Look how he described the sunnah, Imam Malik rahimahullah. He described the sunnah as the ark of Noah, مثل سفينة نوح. He who embarked was saved, and he who did not was destroyed. He قال الإمام مالك رحمه الله السنة كسفينة نوح من ركبها فقد نجا ومن تركها فقد غرق. The sunnah is like the ark of Noah. He who embarked was saved, and he who did not was destroyed. Huyayfa ibn al-Yaman, oh, I can't get that now, brother Perfus. I can't get that. Now, Huyayfa, now I'm clinging to the sunnah. This is what Sister Naila there. Al-Huyayfa ibn al-Yaman, رضي الله تعالى عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, said, every act of worship that the companions of the Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم did not do, do not do them. This is authentically reported by Abu Dawood. I will repeat, Huzayfa ibn al-Yaman said, every act of worship that the companions of the messengers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do, don't do them. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا فقد كفيتم. Make اتباع meaning following, and don't do bid'ah, for what you have been commanded is enough for you. Another authentic report reported by Ad-Darimi. Make اتباع following, and don't do bid'ah, for what you have been commanded is enough for you. And now listen to this great saying by Al-Hasan ibn Atiyyah. He's a famous tabi'i, a famous successor. Now, try to cut, inshallah, those from Sister Naila, and she will put them for you, inshallah, at the end, jazahallah khair, so you can pick them up, inshallah, all of you. May Allah reward her abundantly, and all of you. Hasan ibn Atiyyah said, quote, no people introduced an innovation into their religion except that an equivalent sunnah is taken away from them. Allahu Akbar. No people introduce an innovation into their religion except that an equivalent sunnah is taken away from them. Allahu Akbar. And this is reported by Ad-Darimi with sahih isnad, with correct transmission. Now, Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, every innovation is misguidance, even if the people regard it to be something good. Again, in line with the words of Ibn Mas'ud, which we related earlier in that lengthy hadith, in that lengthy transmission. Aikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Now, jazakallah khair. Every innovation is misguidance, even if the people regard it to be something good. Imam Malik said, now, whatever was not deen, yani religion, whatever was not deen at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be considered to be a part of the deen today. And you know when Imam Malik was alive? Allahu Akbar. All of this totally refutes the idea of bid'ah hasana, of a good bid'ah. Whatever was not deen at the time of the Prophet ﷺ cannot be considered to be part of the deen today. Imam Malik, again, rahimahullah, said, he who innovates an innovation in Islam regarding it as something good has claimed that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has betrayed his trust to deliver the message. And then he who innovates an innovation in Islam regarding it as something good has claimed that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khana al-risala, betrayed his trust to deliver the message, as Allah says, today I have completed your deen, and whatever was not part of the deen then is not part of the deen today. I will repeat. He who innovates an innovation in Islam regarding it as something good has claimed that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has betrayed his trust to deliver the message. As Allah says, today have I completed your deen. Chapter 5 verse 3. And whatever was not part of the deen then, is not part of the deen today. Then he said, rahimahullah, and this is an illustration that, this is an illustration that the ummah will not recover unless it comes to the way of the Salaf, rahimahumullah. Listen what he said, Imam Malik. He said, nothing will benefit the ummah to come. Nothing will benefit the ummah to come except that which benefited the ummah. Nothing will benefit the ummah to come except that which benefited the early ummah. Now we'll give you the issue best exemplified by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For those people who will stick the sunnah, they will be strangers even amongst their families. Those who will stick to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they may be considered even strangers amongst their closest people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Islam began as a stranger. بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا. Islam began as a stranger. It began like this. And shall return as a stranger. So glad tidings to the strangers. Glad tidings to the strangers. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. In another narration, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so give glad tidings to the strangers. Then he gave an explanation as to who are these strangers. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so give glad tidings to the strangers. Then he defined who are the strangers. So he said, he defined the strangers, those who put right what the people have corrupted of my sunnah. Those who put right what the people have corrupted of my sunnah. This narration came from the way of At-Tirmidhi and it is sahih. Those who put right, define the strangers, those who put right what the people have corrupted of my sunnah. And let's take the saying of Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, follow the ways of guidance. Look at those people who look for numbers now, numbers and voting and you name it. Follow the ways of guidance and you will not be harmed by the small amount of people on that way. Follow the way of guidance and you will not be harmed by the small amount of people on that way, meaning as-salikin. Follow the way of guidance and you will not be harmed by the small amount of people on that way. And beware of the ways of misguidance and do not be deceived by the large number of those who go to destruction. And beware of the ways of misguidance. And beware of the ways of misguidance of dalala, and do not be deceived by the large number of those who go to destruction. Look now, Al-Imam Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah, said, Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak said, indeed we relate the words of the Jews and the Christians. indeed we relate the words of the Jews and the Christians, but we are not able to relate the words of the Jahmiya. Al-Jahmiya, those were the founders of innovations. Those who denied the attributes of Allah using logic and argumentation because they thought that would make Allah similar to man. Now, a point of caution not to sit with the innovators. This is an advice by Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah. He said, oh, Jahmiya, yes. In reference, Al-Jahmiya stem from the innovator Al-Jahm bin Safwan. Al-Jahm bin Safwan. Al-Hasan said, Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, said, do not sit along with an innovator so that he throws into your heart something that you might go along with and thus be destroyed. Or you disagree with him, or you disagree with him and your heart becomes ill. Al-Jahm is one big innovator and Al-Jahmiya is his sect. That's Al-Jahm, is the name of a person, Al-Jahm bin Safwan. Now, is it permissible to talk about innovators behind their backs? Yes. Yes, exactly, friend Vikas. Absolutely, I was going to say that. I was going to say that. In fact, I chose this saying by Al-Hasan because I wanted to comment on exactly the same thing. Now, is it possible to talk about innovators behind their back? Ibn Salah, a great scholar of hadith, who laid down his muqaddimah, his introduction to science of hadith, a famous one for the students of knowledge, as you know, said, quote, it is permissible to talk about the innovator behind his back, rather to mention his condition at any time, whether he is absent or present, so long as, but this is the condition, so long as he, as the intention is to warn the people of his condition. The pious forefathers, the Salaf al-Salihin, were upon this, he added, or those of them who did that. It is permissible to speak of that even if not asked a question, or for another case. And the case is the same for the reporter of hadith and the writer, that which would make him unreliable, such as lying, etc. Since some of the scholars used to make tawaf around the Kaaba while saying so and so is unreliable, so and so is a liar, from the transmitters of hadith, and they used to regard that as a means of nearness to Allah. And likewise, speaking of the sinner is permissible in order to warn those who are ignorant of his condition, whether he is one openly or secretly. This is from his fatawa, rahimahullah. So this is what I was just to emphasize. And there is one thing I will remember and end by it, and this is the saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the speaking of the sinners in the cause of cautioning people from their sins. He's saying, speaking of the sinners in cautioning from their sins to warn. Now, with respect to a sinner, advice, and an innovator as well, advice is to be made to them. And with respect to the sinner, whether it is praiseworthy to stay with him or not, this depends upon the conditions. If you see that abandoning him will lead him to more sin, then try to be as close as possible to keep advice. But if you feel and the circumstances are such that now, but with respect to the people of innovators, with respect to the innovators, an innovator are, innovators are of two types, or people falling in innovation are of two types. People of innovation are of two types. First, a person who may fall in the bid'ah, you see, fall in the bid'ah, act something as a bid'ah, but does not call for it. This has to be treated differently. Yes, you might boycott him, not even return the salam. In fact, Sufyan al-Thawri even didn't pray Salat al-Janazah on some of them. He left that openly in order to people to know the seriousness of the matter. However, with a lesser innovator, lesser, somebody who is, doesn't call for his innovation, but he had fallen in the innovation. That is a lesser situation. That you have to deal with him kindly, present the matters to him and the evidences to him. If he insists, then you see whether it is better if you want to boycott or keep a minimal relation. This depends on the situation. If it will lead to a greater fitna, such that he will become an innovator leading to innovation, then it's better not to boycott him in this sense. But try to keep a minimal contact, giving him rights of Islam generally, and also cautioning, as a cautioning about his bid'ah at the same time. So this is some details regarding this matter, and the thing I was trying to leave you with is the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the point that, okay, it's no problem. The point that Brother Purpose of Life mentioned earlier, that this issue of innovation is an important matter, is this, the saying of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, لا تجتمع أمتي على ضلالة. My ummah does not unite on that which is misguidance. My ummah does not unite on that which is misguidance. I will leave you on this, inshallah. Contemplated very well with these saying, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throw in them the blessings and benefits for myself and for all of you. والحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. That's why every time I mention, when I say innovation, bid'ah, I say after it in deen. In deen meaning in religion. In deen meaning in religion. Every innovated matter in religion is a bid'ah and is a misguidance. Not in the worldly life, cars, planes, innovation, scientific production and so forth. This is called innovation, but what? In the linguistic sense. And in that case, there is nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with innovating matters, in creating them, in modifying them, you know, making them. All of that is related to dunya. No problem with that, as long as the matter being invented is not to serve as an evil means for something else. But that would not be considered an innovation, it will be considered evil on its own. That's it. We're referring to matters of innovation in our deen. Yeah, this is fine. That was good, a good point to make, because less people confuse the two things. Yes, good point.